I was born bold.
Worth's app makes mobile ordering easy. Download it now. The value of coin increased by 5 cents today to $3.56. What is your coin worth today? Summer Breakfast.
Couple of minutes after 8 o'clock here on SEN Summer Breakfast, David King and Jack Heverin. Still to come on the McCafe menu, Brad Haddon will join us in around 20 minutes from now. Questions without notice before the end of the show as well. How did we finish up in the NFL game, Kingy? 24 apiece, was it?
Going to overtime.
OT yep. Now.
Yep. Baltimore and the Titans. So, cracking game.
Very good one, that one. Also off the text, well, boys, if you had any doubt that Melbourne is back, then today should fix it. It's belting down with rain and the Monash has got an accident on it and now it's a car park. It is wet on the road today, so just be careful. Take your time. Stay with us. We'll get you through your drive into work this morning. For North Melbourne supporters, Kingy, we've been sitting here for the last few days. The text machine is a really good way of feedback and knowing exactly what everyone's thinking, good, bad or otherwise. One thing that can't be denied is North Melbourne supporters are really, really excited with the appointment of David Noble. The chairman, Ben Buckley, joins us this morning on SEN Breakfast. Ben, welcome and congratulations.
Yeah, morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's a great outcome. David's going to do a wonderful job. He's a very, very experienced operator and we're looking forward to having him full-time very shortly at Arden Street.
You've had the weekend because it came out via press release Friday afternoon that David would be getting the job. Have you got the sense from Kangaroos supporters like we have that they are really excited about what's coming now?
Yeah, certainly the feedback has been very positive from our members, our supporters. My phone was ringing pretty hot on Friday afternoon. I think there's a lot of excitement about David joining us and has been met in a way that's been overwhelmingly positive.
Congratulations, Ben. Well done. I think it'll be a great appointment for the football club. Right man, right time type activity. Can you just run us through the process and how you then arrive at one man? Where did you start and how did you trim the numbers across the path down to one man?
Yeah, thanks for your first comment, Kingy. Look, it was a long process or a very detailed process. We assembled a great team of people with very diverse experiences. We had Paul Roos, who's known to everyone. We had Brady Rawlings, obviously, our head of footy. Ben Amalfio, our CEO. Glenn Archer, who's on our board. Sonia Hood, who's also on our board. We had Terry Coyne, who's an organisational psychologist. And with that group was led by a guy called Bruno Conti, who is a principal partner of a company called SHK. They are executive recruiters and consultants. So, look, it was a very diverse group, all very experienced in their own particular areas. And, you know, they looked at a very broad list of potential candidates. I think originally there was about 30 people who were identified as being somewhat appropriate for the role. That was narrowed down to, you know, a short list of probably about 10, and then ultimately there was about three people who were interviewed in full. But there was a lot of conversations with a lot of people to come down to that list, so a very extensive process led by a group of highly qualified people.
What, in the end, what was the separating factor for you or that panel that you've just spoken about that led to David Noble?
Well, I think it's a combination of things, and this is in no way disrespectful to those that didn't get the job. I think David presented himself as a very experienced operator within the football industry. He's been he's coached football teams. He's been assistant coach at AFL clubs. He's been a list manager. He's been a footy, you know, head of footy, a GM of footy, both at Adelaide and Brisbane. So I think David's wealth of experience and diversity of experience and maturity and his ability to sort of, you know, lead and create a whole football program probably set him apart from others.
Ben Buckley, the chairman of North Melbourne, joining us on SEN Breakfast. It's 8 minutes past eight. Ben, do you think as an industry we are starting to head that way a little bit more? Chris Fagan, David Noble, others. Is the industry starting to look towards candidates who have got experience across the whole gamut?
Yeah, it's a good question, Jack. My observations are that the role is much more than the coach of a footy team these days. It takes in, you know, a huge amount of responsibility to create a whole football program. It's not just match day coaching. You've got to be able to manage a big team of people, assistant coaches, development coaches, medical staff. You've got to interact with the board. You've got to interact with the media, you know, sponsors. And it really is a very, very senior management position, as well as being the coach of the footy team. So I'm not sure whether there'll be an ongoing trend, but I think there's going to be, you know, a lot of people are going to give consideration to people with probably more experience, because the job has just got so big.
So in your view, Ben, what sort of process are we in now? What sort of transition period is the North Melbourne Football Club about to undertake? I mean, what's the contract, firstly, with David Noble, and what's your message to him in terms of, is it a 2-year rebuild? Is it a 3-year, 5-year? How would you put it?
Yeah, I think these things are always hard to put an exact time frame on, Kingy, but there's no doubt that, you know, we are in a transition phase. We've got we've changed the age profile of the list dramatically in the last 6 months. We've got a young group, an exciting group coming through, but a core group who should take us, you know, through the next 5 to 10 years. So I think that realistically, you know, David's got, you know, 2 to 3 years to really get us into a position where we're competing regularly in the top four and ultimately looking to win a premiership. That's our ultimate goal.
What does that process look like now, Ben, for David and his support staff, for all of the changes that have been somewhat enforced on all footy clubs this year with soft caps and whatnot? There are some gaps within the North Melbourne coaches box that need to be filled. How do you go about that?
Well, I think we deliberately left two assistant coaching roles vacant so that whoever the new coach coming in could shape that team the way they would want to shape it. John Blakey joined us, who's a wonderful appointment and a very experienced operator. I think all North supporters would know John particularly well. He's been part of the Sydney Swans program for many, many years. So David's got to assemble a group of assistant coaches, which I know he's already given some thought to. He's got to meet the players. He's got to, you know, put together a pre-season training program, ultimately bring the whole club together and talk about what our aspirations are, our goals are, our values as a footy team. So, you know, he's got a lot of work to do. But fortunately, I think in some ways, given the COVID situation, you know, pre-season has been pushed back a bit and the players come back in early December. So there's a bit of time to do all that.
Ben, and we're talking positively about the Kangaroos today, I know, and David Noble's going to be a wonderful appointment, but that's on the back of where we find Reece Shaw at the moment. Have you got an update on Reece and how he's tracking?
Look, I know Reece is taking some time out and to work through some of those issues. Ultimately, you know, we wish him well, and he was a wonderful person. You know, glad to have the experience of having Reece at the footy club, and we wish him well for the future.
Is the door open for Reece going forward, Ben, or are the Reece and North Melbourne just in different places, even in 2 or 3 years' time from now?
Look, I think the door would always be open for someone like Reece. He's a wonderful, wonderful person. He's got a lot to offer the footy industry. If and when he wants to come back into the football world, you know, I'm sure we would be happy to have a conversation with him. But I think that's not the number one priority at the moment, either for Reece or for ourselves. Our focus is really on getting behind David, getting David integrated into the organisation, and, you know, really focusing on 2021 and beyond.
There's a lot of work that needs to be done, Ben. Thanks so much for joining us. You've got the press conference to come this morning. I know there's a special press conference for Tasmania as well for supporters there. So good luck with everything, and thanks for your time this morning.
Great. Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Kingy.
Ben Buckley joining us, the chairman of the North Melbourne Footy Club. Kingy, you've had the weekend to take all this in, knowing that David Noble would be announced today. How do you feel about it now as a proud and passionate North Melbourne man?
Well, he wins the job. Fantastic. But as soon as his tenure starts, that he's under the same pressure as everyone else. And like it or not, he will get a grace period. You know, he'll get a certain amount of flex through the next 12 months or so, given the win-loss ratio that he's picking up, a club in transition. But it, it doesn't last. We all know that. David Noble knows that. He knows he's jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. He's the man now. It's, I think when we, you know, even Ben just touched on it then, being an assistant coach, being a coach at lower levels, and be a GM of footy, they are all different to the hot seat.
Yeah.
And right now, you become the number one man, the number one voice at a football club. You've got to have the answers. You've got to have the direction. You've got to have the relationships. Everything changes. So I hope he does great things. I really do. I think he's the perfect man for the job right now. We needed, I say we, and some people get upset with that, but I'm a Kangaroos man.
Absolutely you are.
You know, we needed some stability and someone who's is a steady hand. I think I said to Glenn McFarlane the other day, he takes the blood pressure from 400 over 200 down to 120 over 80.
Did read that.
And that's what we need.
More to come on that. Questions without notice a little bit later on as well. 0433981116. Send us your text on what you heard there from Ben Buckley and your thoughts. Tennessee have just won in overtime, 30-24 against the Ravens, and Liverpool lead Leicester City 2-0 at the 85-minute mark.